We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, we're going to have Butters and Lee here momentarily. But before we do that, I gotta remind you guys. So over the past month, I've been talking to you about one of our newest sponsors, Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors. Y'all, they are so cool. Listen, you may be shocked to find out the things you're investing in, things that are in your portfolio, you're doing for your retirement and all that, they may be actually investing in things that you say you don't stand for at all. Like, you may find that there's in your portfolio, there are companies that support things like abortion and pornography and human trafficking even. Look, you may need to meet Paul Breyer, that's Paul Breyer, and his team at Inspire Advisors, because they are so cool at what they do. They're specialists in what's known as biblically responsible investing, or BRI. So the folks at Inspire Advisors, Paul Breyer and his team, they would love to meet with you personally. No charge, no muss, no fuss, no upsell. Just meet with you, give you a chance to get a free impact report and find out whether your portfolio contains things that are opposite of your lifestyle. And oh, by the way, give you some biblically aligned alternatives maybe. So yeah, to learn more about BRI, you can contact Paul and his team. You can go straight to their website, which is www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. Click on the Right Side Radio tab, the sponsors. Click on their logo right to their website. So yeah, Paul Breyer, Inspire Advisors. Check them out. They are conservative. They're godly. They're balanced. I mean, they'll bring you financial freedom here. So check them out, Inspire Advisors. All right, we're going to go do this thing we like to do every Thursday. We call it Butters and Lee. So I'm going to first call the roll, sitting right here in studio with me. You know he's here because you heard his voice before. Hey, Butters, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Glad you're here. All right, get your coffee. You're set to go. And also on the line with us is our friend Lee from Huntsville. Hello, Leister. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready to go.
All right. Listen, I pronounce it ready to roll. Hit me some whoop whoops. Big Rig, are you trying to get points? Because I like the graphic you've got on the screen right now.
I just put that together in the last 30 seconds.
Well, good on you. All right. So anyway, we have Lee's smiling face superimposed. It's kind of scary. It almost looks like she's sitting right next to, like she's like peeking over the top of the desk where you're sitting right now.
Butters. All right. Wrong side. Wrong side.
Okay. Listen, here's the deal. I ask questions. They give me answers. Unvarnished. Let's see what happens. So, all right. Here's this. I mentioned this briefly before the break. So yesterday, an Italian female boxer, which I'm still not really used to female boxing, but it's a thing. Italian female boxer was forced to fight against a biological male in the Olympics, and it was devastating. And the fight was over in 45 seconds. She actually, the Italian boxer who she forfeited. 45 seconds into it, she threw up her hands and went back to her corner. The guy had just decked her. And anyway, her opponent, by the way, the apologists out there claim that her opponent is not trans, just intersex. And I don't know what that means. So your thoughts on all of this, Lee, you first.
Okay, well, intersex means you're born usually with both sets of organs in some form or fashion. It could be like a micro small male organ or oversized female or something like that. You know, like, it's confusing, it's ambiguous, that sort of thing. And sometimes they have, you know, XX or XY, or sometimes, like, there's fragile X. Have you ever heard of that? Like, double XY. So, it can be confusing, but it's very, very, very rare. So the fact that that person would be that is really unusual, and an Olympic level athlete. Okay. But here's the thing. They can test this by swabbing their mouth. They can get the XXXY out of that. Did they do that? And they can test the level of testosterone in their bodies. That's going to also give you a clue. But since males can fight females, does it matter?
It's a great point. I mean, so apparently, if I'm not mistaken, well, I tell you what, I won't poison the well, because I'll turn to Butters and let him speak first. Butterman.
Like we talked about before the break.
Yeah.
And my understanding is that he was not allowed to fight at the world championship
last year.
Yeah. Last year. Because he didn't pass whatever test there is to determine whether you're a man or a woman. So I think it's fairly atrocious, and okay, maybe there's some ambiguity of hermaphrodite or whatever, but That's probably not the point of why they're letting, you know, and there's also another dude that is fighting as well.
Yeah.
My understanding, I saw something where he like broke her nose. There's speculation that was, you know, with basically one blow. It's where are the feminists? Where is everybody jumping up going?
Found, dude.
You know, and I guess I look at it as, you know, I've got a female athlete. My youngest is a soccer player, and man, it's tough to be a father looking at that.
Well, where does this end? And by the way, what I'm hearing right now too, I just saw Charlene sent me a text right before y'all came on the air, and right now what we're looking at is if it's true. It's being reported right now that the Olympic Committee is accusing the female Italian boxer of discrimination because she forfeited the fight against the man. And that's
discrimination.
Yeah. For basically refusing to fight because she was being forced to fight a dude. And now she's the one being accused of discrimination.
How about she doesn't want her head bashed in? How about she doesn't want to have a concussion that ends her career?
How about this too? How about she trained for years to be there to fight on a playing field that she was told she would fight on, and then she wasn't allowed to fight on that playing field?
See, the Olympics are getting out of all this by allowing each individual sport to dictate instead of actually having some of their own cojones and saying, here are the rules across the Olympics. They're allowing this confusion to happen by just saying, well, all of you decide. That's garbage.
Cojones, was that meant to be a pun right now? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, what
it was.
Okay.
So, it was.
So I'll leave it at this. Guess how many minutes of Olympic coverage I have watched.
I'm going to guess that I gave you more information than you would have otherwise gathered.
Big fat zero.
I me too.
I've watched zero as well.
The most that
when
I have watched now.
The Last Supper, I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. The most that I've watched right now is the 45-second fight that this we're talking about right now.
Riley Gaines is the most Olympic coverage I've seen so far. So she's the one that I saw she tweeted out about.
Oh, about this.
Yeah, about this.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm about to say Riley Gaines
in
the Olympics.
Yeah, I've seen
news
clips. That's it.
Yep.
It's everywhere. Anyway, all right, listen. It's a messed up situation no matter how you look at it. And we're gonna talk more about Title IX stuff tomorrow. Lee, you're going to be in studio tomorrow, am I correct?
That is correct.
Outstanding. We'll talk about this stuff. All right. Next question. Let me just do it this way. Here's the deal. Kamala Harris. Is the mainstream media going to cover for her all the way through the election? Do you think there'll ever be a hard question, or is the honeymoon going to be over somewhere along the way, and suddenly she'll have to face things like a real person? Butters, you first this time.
Well, so like when we've talked about with President Biden, I'm hesitant when anybody refers to the Democrat as an individual. So it's not covering for Kamala. It's covering the machine.
Yeah.
It is the machine that is, you know, it whatever you want to attribute to that machine. So of course they're whatever is going to, and I don't know that it really matters. I mean, I've seen, you know, some of my friends on you know, Facebook and stuff like that I've had for years, that they're eaten up, you know, with all of the garbage that's being fed out about all this stuff. And, you know,
friends don't let friends vote Kamala.
Well, they're friends that I won't argue with. I just see their posts and you know, move on. There's not that many, but you know, I don't know that it really matters.
Well, for the swing voters, for the centrists, for the ones who are desperately searching for something that's not Trump, but they were worried about policies, are they gonna ever get the unvarnished version of Kamala before the election? In your opinion,
yes. No.
Okay. Oh, Lee, what do you think?
Okay, I think that the regular, typical news outlets, the mainstream media, if you will. They will not give her any hard questions. They will have softball interviews. They will have magazine covers and glowing this and that and the other. And they will pretend that they don't know that she's a cackling, you know.
Hyena.
Yes, but also, I mean, she just isn't that good of a politician. She never has been. she's able to win using other means, you know, having friends, getting influence, you know, money. For she's not a good politician, which is why she dropped out before the primaries in 2020, because she just wasn't getting anywhere. She's also not good to work with. Her last team that did her presidential run, so many of them left during that process because apparently she's very, very difficult to work with. So, no, I don't. I think that in some cases they'll have to ask her some kind of questions, especially if they do a debate. And that's where it's going to show. It's going to show in situations where they can't help her. Unless they give her the questions ahead of time. And remember, now all of a sudden I can't remember her name, that was with the Hillary Clinton campaign. And she admitted, was it Brazil? Maybe Donna Brazil? They gave Hillary the questions.
They gave her
questions
the answers, the questions. They
told her the questions.
I won't be shocked if we just never see a debate.
Okay,
so I think we will though. I think we will.
I'm going to go with Lee on this one. I think we will see a debate.
I'm not saying we won't or we will. I'm saying it wouldn't surprise me. As everyone should be absolutely livid if we don't.
Yes,
but I won't be surprised if we don't.
Well, I'm going to say that today's the day. By the way, I think she's supposed to get the nomination nod from the big Zoom call with the Democrat Party. Like, she's going to be the official nominee. Like, right now, who's Trump debating? The presumptive, almost presumptive nominee. Okay, how do we schedule that? Well, I think that after today, Trump goes, well, now that the Democrats have figured out who's on their team, yes, I'll debate her whenever and wherever. And then,
well, I don't know about whenever and wherever. He needs to be more structured. He doesn't have to agree to everything they want. That's just what I'm putting that out there. But I think he will do it, though. I think he'll debate her. And I think that's how we'll hear they'll get to hear her word salad. But otherwise, it's just going to be citizen press, and it's going to be the new media, and it's going to be, which a lot of people, so many people don't listen to the mainstream media anymore. I think that's where you're going to see it.
Right there, I got to take a break. We're going to take the break right now. That's round one with Butters and Lee. Y'all stay tuned. We come back, and this is where we flip the script. This is where they just ask me questions, and I just hold my breath, wait to see what they're going to ask. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Going back right now to round two with Butters and Lee. This is the part where we flip the script. I'm not asking them questions. They're asking me questions, and I just kind of wait and see what happens. So I tell you what, ladies first. Lee, what you got for me?
The opening ceremonies of the Olympics. So, yeah. Your thoughts on why it seems like Christianity is the only religion that can be openly mocked and openly derided without fear of any type of retribution? I mean, I realize Paris would never do that with, say, the Muslim religion having, like, Muhammad up there, you know. And, you know, because they do have a large amount of Muslim migrants resettled there. Do you think that it's because they just think that, you know, Christians won't do anything? They're not afraid of, you know, and why would they drive people away from the Olympic coverage? I'm not going to watch a second of it because of that.
Well, they're idiots. That's why. But so two things there. One is, I think what I would have to call the spiritual answer or the spiritual warfare answer. And the other one is mm-hmm. in the eyes of the world answer. So the spiritual warfare answer, in my opinion, is, I mean, as a Christian, I believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, the life, and no man comes to the Father except by him. So that means I believe that that is the one true faith. I recognize that there are other religions, but I think this is the one true faith. That's part of my faith, is that I believe that. So that being said, I believe that Christianity is picked on like it is, because everything else wants to tear down the one true faith, because that's how they try to keep people from going to it. You mock it, you polarize it, you denigrate it, you tell people it's not worth being a part of, you pretend it's silly, and you do things like what we saw the other day. So there's that. There's a spiritual warfare side of things. The other side of it is some of that, again, just in the mental worldly sense. But the other part is, they know that by and large, Christianity, Jesus said, turn the other cheek, which doesn't mean be walked on, but it also means that we're not the religion that's known for lashing out at people who just, you know, disagree with the way we feel. Whereas if you draw a cartoon of Muhammad, you'll have riots in the streets for, you know, a year.
Right.
So I think that basically that's my answer. But I think that it's really because and it's still the majority religion in the world. I mean, there are certainly other faiths that have billions of followers, but we have an estimated 2.4 billion worldwide that are professing Christians. And I think that basically means that we're the target in the world sense. Spiritual warfare is even
more
so.
How did the little pudgy blue man figure in with everything?
Oh, I have no idea. They're saying that he was supposed to be an ode to the Greek god Dionysus, which is, by the way, the god of frivolity, insanity, and drunkenness. Well, that has everything to do with athletes, doesn't it? Great
and smacking,
opening ceremony.
Apparently.
Yeah, just... Oh, they're calling that the Blue Scrotum Show, by the way. That's just how bad it was. It was just awful.
Well, I think the other big issue with that is that they're folks that genuinely believe that that was some great thing.
It was bon vivant. It was
liberating.
Existentialism. It was postmodernism. Don't you understand? No, I don't. And neither does most of the world. What is your question for me, Butterman?
All right,
with
so
about 3 minutes left.
So the Supreme Court,
SCOTUS,
President Biden's push, which I don't know if you've already talked about. I'm really kind of curious on exactly how the president has so much influence on the Supreme Court. But so I think the three that they're trying to propose to get it. I feel like everything, it's a show. They're throwing out a bunch to try and get one thing.
Yeah. So you're talking about the three things that Biden says he's going to do to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, yeah. The term limits.
Term limits.
Which is what?
An ethics code.
Yep, ethics code. And then the immunity
decision.
Yeah, immunity limitation for the president.
Okay.
So... what do you think is the real goal, like out of those, or is there something else going on? It just seems like a lot from left field.
Yeah, well, first of all, he has no power to do that. He is more of a lame duck than any lame duck who's ever been a duck that was lame, ever, in like the history of ever. By the way, I just said all that without having it written down. That was amazing. But anyway, so the bottom line is this. Joe Biden has no authority to even designate what brand of toilet paper they have in the White House right now. He has abdicated the throne. He basically said, I don't have the capacity to run for office, but I'm still going to do crazy stuff that requires amending the Constitution. Whoop, whoop. No, he doesn't. So people that think that could really happen in the next 90 days, you know, or 6 months, not going to happen. What I think it's for, and by the way, they don't want to touch that immunity thing. They don't. They're mad because Trump has immunity and our lawfare is being set back. Guess what? If they repeal that immunity, the first guy on the chopping block next year is Joe Biden. They're not going to do that.
If he's still alive.
And
he's
still alive.
And Obama.
And I mean, Obama.
Statute of limitations notwithstanding, we might find a reason. So what I really think it was to give their base a rallying cry at a time when they were suffering for lack of, you know, like apathy. I really think that this is something that they're going to say, we would have done this, elect us, and we'll try and do it next year. That's what I really think it is. All right, Butters and Lee, love y'all both. Have an amazing day. Lee, we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
All right.
Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.